And I think one of the other things that certainly in my career the change was that many of us stopped being purely interventionists and treating disease to actually becoming involved in prevention. And I think the Professor Laurie really was interested in the role of cholesterol in coronary heart disease long before it became fashionable and long before it was generally accepted. And it was a hard battle to get it accepted that it was a worthwhile thing to lower cholesterol. And of course the West of Scotland study done based in the Royal Infirmary showed conclusively that you could not prevent, but you could certainly very considerably reduce the problem of coronary heart disease by appropriate prevention of, and we now know that primary and secondary prevention are very worthwhile. And we didn't certainly, that wasn't practiced 25, 30 years ago. So we're now into prevention, we're now into the long-term treatment of chronic disease. We have many more interventions. So that, as I say, other than the stethoscope, which may or may not become redundant, we had to learn new things all the way through.